It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. That's right. I am your host. Apologies again, listeners. It's me, your host, Joe Canale, and I am joined by Sports Dump co-host Dan Antonucci. We still haven't given up on Ephraim being part of the podcast, even though it's been months, and he has a job that pays him, and this pays nothing. So it's unlikely he's just going to be jumping right back in all the time. But he'll be back as a guest now and again, hopefully more than now and again. But you are here, Dan, and that is more than good enough.
Yes.
The
Ephraim Salam of life.
Yes, what he was to the Texans, the Houston Texans, you are to life.
The Houston Texans.
Now, I am going to plug in my computer because it's way down on juice.
Okay.
But you're going to give just a quick recap of the Final Four, and most specifically the final game, which was supposed to be a piece of crap and turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you do any gambling on it?
I don't gamble on college athletics in that way. Actually, wait a second. If daily sports...
Did you do a bracket?
I did do a bracket, yes. I had two brackets. One had Houston winning it all, and one had Duke winning it all against my better judgment.
Obviously, that's good, though. Yeah. That's like taking... You know, you took your shot. It could have been Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That's a similar... Both three seeds, I believe.
Yeah, correct.
Both from Texas.
Texas. It's nice when there's positive things.
You were so close. Texas. You were so close.
The final was great. I didn't see the Michigan State game. I just heard opinions or whatever. But I did see the majority of the final game, and I enjoyed it.
It was
and
great.
And I wondered to myself, Virginia, what's going on there? You know what I mean?
Were you like, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus? Or were you like, oh, Virginia, are you paying your players now?
Well, I thought, what are these guys like off the court? Are they respectful of everybody?
They seem like they are. Why would you think they aren't?
I think I'm what you would call... You know what? I just got a word in my earpiece from the producer.
You don't have an earpiece, and I'm the producer.
Yeah. Well, it said, change the direction. This is not appropriate for the show.
Okay. Okay, so you're suggesting
I'm changing direction.
Is it because the University of Virginia has a history of being a little bit elitist in some ways?
Less elitist.
More racist.
Yes, maybe it was because I had just seen Hoosiers for the first time as an adult.
Okay, well, there's also that Charlottesville thing, which was on their campus.
You know what? That's what it was. Yeah, there was a subliminal tie-in to the excitement of varying races from a year and a half ago.
I see. Totally different situations, but I get what you're saying. Yes. Well, it turned out to be much more exciting than anyone thought the game would be.
How about prospects-wise? I fell in love with a couple of prospects in that game.
Go ahead. Get real deep and dirty. You know, we like to try not to get too deep into the sports, but go ahead.
Well, I'll keep it base, and I'll tie him into a fast food restaurant.
Sure. And if it's a top 10 prospect, you thinking lottery prospects?
Oh, he is. I found out, of course. But that's how good my basketball instincts are. I had no idea.
The guy in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who scored 27 points.
No, he looked good, too. But Culver, I said, the way this guy moves, his size, and then
Texas Tech.
Yeah, he's like a lottery pick.
Oh, yes. Well, he's like 6'11".
But it shows in his game.
Yes.
He's got a very you can just see.
He has a lot of fluid mobility for a guy that size.
Oh, yeah. And his hands, my God, I thought he was like a wide receiver. I was watching some of these.
He really shat the bed the last two games, though, in the Final Four.
Sure. Well, those are the ones you don't want to shit the bed.
That's true. Remember the guy Wallace for the Knicks?
John Wallace.
Yes.
Final Four superstar. Big East, Syracuse. How we doing? Yeah.
That Final Four helped him out a lot.
Yeah. Oh, it gives.
He was not very good. He was not good with the Knicks.
Studs and duds.
Oh, well said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holy shit.
And
that
then
was
as
well
a
said.
As a scout, you know, like my good friend Trent Green, the former assistant
Rams quarterback
general manager for the
Cavs.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's not Trent Green.
It's not Trent Green.
Maybe it was. Was it the same Trent Green? Was I so in basketball mode that it didn't occur to me that the assistant GM for the Cavs was former Kansas City quarterback Trent Green?
He's not. Those are two different guys. Are you thinking of David Griffin?
No.
It's not Trent Green, the quarterback.
He was an executive with the Cavaliers. That's neither here nor there.
No. You have called the Cavs on occasion to give them notes. I
correct.
Know that.
And to
and they've
pursue,
answered.
Yes, they have. They're very open. And Rocket Mortgage is a very, you can climb that ladder very quick and get on the phone with Mr. Gilbert's right-hand
really?
Person.
Why have you called Rocket Mortgage?
whatever the company that started. What is the company? Cleveland company.
Yeah, the Quicken Loans.
Quicken Loans, there we go.
Yeah, it's a company designed to get you a loan in about 12 minutes, which is always the way you want to get a $400,000 loan.
And you want the best $400,000 loan.
Oh, sure, I'm
sure. We should make sure Quicken Loans remembers to pay us for this, because this was not spoken about in advance.
No, I don't think it was an endorsement on our part, though.
Okay, it was like a parody saying, "Oh, yeah, that may or may not be the greatest way to get your $400,000 loan."
Exactly. There was some sarcasm. I don't know if it read though. All right, so that's good tourney talk, because let's turn to the future now.
Ooh, I like this.
Or the present with the Masters.
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Golf.
By the time this drops, you know, the first round will be over. Last I checked, Tiger was—he hadn't shit the bed, so he was in the mix.
Very nice. I will predict a controversy, by the way.
Go on.
I believe there will be some sort of race-related incident during the Masters.
What?
Yes. I'm not saying violent or otherwise, but a notable
it will come
thing.
Up. All right.
Something happened because in these times of
you think
awakened
that, right.
awareness to race sensitivity, I think.
Golf
it's only
is
appropriate. The golf and the Masters.
It's interesting, and it's always.
Yeah.
I do think you're right with more than that. I think the sensitivity of privilege.
Yes.
And golf being basically one of the biggest signs, other than a huge yacht, perhaps.
Yes.
Of privilege.
They're not building golf courses in impoverished neighborhoods. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But isn't it ironic that the most racially diverse player in the history of the tour is also the greatest player in the tour.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
All that pressure must have just led him down an interesting path.
Sure. Now, are you a golf fan,
yes,
per se? You are.
I would be considered a golf enthusiast. I took lessons. I had golf cards. My Uncle Peter's a golf guy. My cousin Jimmy's a golf guy.
Into the mic, bro. It's like a foot away from you.
See? It's called passion speak. You think the passion will carry the sound waves,
no,
but it doesn't work that way.
No, not when they're that quiet.
Yeah. I also have medium to large-sized lungs, so I don't have a full large to extra large. So sometimes I need to really get that microphone close.
Yeah, keep it close.
Close.
So
golf.
You played
what
golf.
About you?
Were you a caddy?
Was not a caddy. We only had one golf course, Stony Brook Golf Cart. Course, shout out to the Ferraris.
That's not near Stony Brook, New York, is it?
It is. Well,
it's not related to the
where
school.
We are now to
oh yeah
Stony
but
Brook.
It's not the Stony Brook SUNY Stony Brook,
but that's a great school. Shout out to SUNY schools all around the world.
Well, it's not the best SUNY school, but it's not as good as Albany. It probably is now.
Yeah, I'm kind of an Ithaca guy.
Oh yeah,
not big on Cornell.
No,
Cornell comes with an attitude.
Sure. Well, they get to call themselves an Ivy, but
yeah,
Cornell to me is no different than a lot of the, you know, the Colgates, the Hamiltons,
sure,
those other private universities in the area.
Well,
they're
if
all
I'm
about the same.
CEO of Company X in the corporate world,
is that a real company?
Potentially.
Okay,
I probably could get sued for this.
Sure.
And I have an employee or a couple of resumes come across. I'm going to look no differently at the University of Chicago than I will at Cornell, which I consider, like you spoke about earlier, a fringe Ivy League school.
You think University of Chicago is far greater?
Well, in my opinion, yes, but it's not technically an Ivy League school.
But I think people know that U of C is a pretty... I mean, Chicago's got two of the greatest schools in the country there.
Are you... You know what? I love, on paper, Northwestern. I understand its significance.
What is it that you don't like? Have you met too many Northwestern alums out here?
Both Chicago and here. And I really am delighted by the people.
Sure.
I've really never had a problem with them.
I married an alum, so.
There's such a strong attachment.
Yeah.
I feel sometimes like an outsider in
the
world.
Yes, they don't want you. Yes, there's an elitism, most certainly, to that.
Yeah. But I have a great deal of respect, and I've enjoyed
We're in an office,
games.
By the way. If you hear the noises of an office, I think we're just going to broadcast in random office buildings from now on, set up
this
at a cubicle.
We kind of snuck in. There was some construction going on.
Yeah.
We saw a flap and a tarp.
And we're just in here now. I
believe
it's dangerous, but hopefully we'll survive it.
And I think the sound is good. I think our listeners will report back on the sound quality.
You know, if they listen at all, I'll be happy. If they report back, I'll be ecstatic.
Okay.
If they subscribe and listen and rate and review, who knows what I'll do?
Those are the fundamentals.
That was our ad for the day.
Here
now, I don't pay attention. Do you pay attention other than the majors of golf?
Occasionally, I used to pay attention to the Greater Hartford Open for obvious reasons.
Local reasons.
You want to see the state PGA event go well.
When's the last time you played golf?
Maybe 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks.
Whoa.
But I usually play. On a good year, we'll play in bursts, but I play, you know.
You played
play.
6 weeks ago?
Yeah, 6 weeks could be 4.5 months.
Sure.
You know, it's golf, so.
You played within
the... I usually play, my brother and myself play the Madera brothers. We've won every time.
Oh, nice.
Years ago, my brother and some others played passionately. They'd play 54 holes a day. They were nuts.
54?
Yeah, they were nuts. My brother still plays very well. I get away. I'm like a good athlete, and I can keep things looking reasonable. I'm not going to be the guy that slows you down.
Right.
But I'm also not going to be a threat.
You're not going to win.
I came within a stroke of my brother once, and that was...
You'll get a
like
couple nice shots
game.
That people will appreciate because they know that you're not a scratch golfer, right?
Right.
But then there'll also be a couple where you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
And typically, I will never have... I won't hit the ball off the well. Off the well? What is it? Hit the ball well off the tee have my short game working.
Right.
It's usually a trade-off.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Because there's such an adrenaline when you get a good tee shot that you try so hard not to overthink your second shot, and then you skim it, and then it's a downward spiral.
And then it's all, it's a mental game.
Yes.
That's been proven time and time again.
I've had some moments. Let's just say I've had some moments.
I believe you have.
Where if you were a casual observer, you'd say, wow.
I haven't had too many moments. I've only played a few times. I have a set of clubs I bought when I moved here, and I've only used them once in 8 years. And I used to play at Vassar College sometimes, which was a not well kept up 9-hole.
Vassar. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong. Isn't Vassar a school intended for what now would be called a identified cisgender female associate?
It was originally a women's school, and then they became co-ed probably like in the 50s maybe or 60s.
Really?
Maybe earlier. But it's a liberal arts. It was a sister school, I think,
with Sarah Lawrence
and what Williams maybe and
Williams. Yep, these are all the hits.
Yeah,
I would never in my
Tufts
life
maybe I don't
would
know.
Have thought about Williams again.
No,
if you hadn't just mentioned that, there wouldn't have been a moment that would have come up organically.
No, Williams has a lot of actually famous alums, so you would have heard it.
Who? Denzel Washington? No, he's Fordham.
Did Hillary Clinton go to Williams for undergrad?
That sounds about right.
I have no idea.
She's the most famous, the most wonderful, the most powerful. I miss her dearly.
You know what? I have a computer here and I could look it up, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, that would be disrespectful to our listeners.
But I will tell you, since I have the computer up, I did put up, and since we're moving on to playoffs and professional sports, a new article up on thesportsdump.com. I don't know if you've read it, Dan.
I've heard it's a heck of an article. It's in my top to read list.
It's a new segment called Only the Best Words.
Oh,
so what
great
we've done
efficiency.
Is I've taken a an article off of ESPN.com.
Yeah,
a 1,700 word article previewing the NHL draft.
Okay.
So this is like, and this was a month ago that they put this out.
Okay,
all right. Now that the draft order has been announced,
yeah.
I didn't amend this for the draft order. 1,700 words on guys nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
So what I did is I took the whole document, I kept the names in the draft order. And then I took out 1,000 words and I rearranged the rest of them. So these draft preview scouting reports are completely fictitious. And I'll just give one little preview.
Please
do. I'll just read the first one.
It sounds like you spent a lot of time working on this.
For no reason whatsoever. It's such a bad writing exercise. But I will tell you, I'll just read the first one.
Yeah.
Jack Hughes, U.S. national team. Hughes could very well be a player who prefers to be shorter.
Ooh.
So I've taken that from another scouting report and made my own.
Very good.
I'll read another one. Capo Caco. He has deadly bread and great butter.
Perfect.
There we go. Now, those words were taken from the other document.
I believe it.
And reapplied here. So
it's
they don't
great.
Appear like that in the first one.
It's
so hopefully
a purist
this is better.
Dream. This would be
a fun mental
Sudoku, too.
Exactly. I just took the best words out of this article, and I've presented them here in hopefully a more entertaining way. So look that up if you want on the
sports.
You know,
I've been entertained in my life, but this is like top five moments.
No. I've been entertained more in your presence five times than this.
Oh, what a thrill. I honestly am thrilled by that.
All right.
And I'm going to intend to
spread
really
the word
over.
On that.
Yeah.
Get that out there.
Only the best words. I think I may actually copy that link and share it with others because I want them to see how fun it is to look
That's
at.
What we should all be doing, folks.
Yeah.
All right, so that brings us into the NBA and NHL, I guess, to a degree, playoffs.
Yeah.
Really, those don't matter till you get to like the conference championships for the NHL. Whereas in the NBA, boy, do we have a lot of matchups.
I mean, this playoffs is almost like March Madness-esque, and I really do see a clear anti-clarity.
Yeah.
Anybody could really get hot.
A clear anti-clarity.
Especially, I'm going to say a couple of secret teams here.
Go ahead.
Philadelphia.
Yep.
Pending the health of Joel Embiid, because he is an absolute force, one of the best players in the history of the NBA.
Yep.
And a team that I think people are just kind of, two teams I think people are kind of blasé about.
Go ahead.
Despite their performances.
Yep.
And those are, I thought that was an earthquake.
I did too.
Yeah.
You know, there's an improv class enthusiastically performing next to us, and it seemed like it was an earthquake.
Yeah.
In L.A., you know, a truck goes by, boom, boom, boom. You just got to be ready.
Earthquake hit, yeah.
I mean, we're doing the rest of it. We are both under a table right now.
Absolutely. I've survived a tornado, so
I have a little bit as well. When were you in a tornado?
In the famous, has its own Wikipedia page.
In Chicago?
No, in Connecticut. Oh. 1989, July 10th. The day that was, I mean, I was bad. I would cry, get diarrhea, hide in closets whenever there'd be wind or storm.
After that, it's been windy the last few nights. Wait, well, you get diarrhea?
Not in California. I have a sense of calm. I don't think there's tornadoes often enough. Chicago, in the city, I was fine.
Do you remember that one?
I had some panic moments out in the cities with Brian Jack.
But there was a tornado that came through town. I was shooting the other... Yeah. Were you?
Microburst, yeah. I have it on film.
But I was shooting an episode of sports... What's the...
Action.
Sports action team.
Team, yes.
I did two episodes. The first one I did with you.
I also did two episodes. What are the odds the second one was different?
Were we in the second one together, too, with the blind dart thrower?
No, I was in a softball one.
Okay.
Second one.
Okay. So we were construction workers in the first one.
Correct. Famously.
Okay. But there was a blind dart thrower in the second one I was in.
Very
and then
dangerous.
I came out of the bar where they were shooting it, and I could see the wind coming down. It was Division Street. And I was looking west on Division Street, and you could just actually see the wind hitting trees from like a quarter mile of away. And I actually started running to get out of the... I mean, you're not getting out of the path, really.
No.
But shit was coming down.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 70-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
That wasn't the tornado I was talking about. I was in one in Lincoln, Nebraska. That was... we were in the basement. It was fine.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's our tornado talk.
Yeah.
So who are the teams that you're saying underrated? You didn't even mention them.
I thought I didn't mention both of them. The Nuggets of Denver.
Yeah.
And the Bucks of Milwaukee.
I don't think you did mention either of them.
Those were the ones I was going to, but... Oh, there was the earthquake.
Yes, right. The earthquake threw you off.
That's right.
So the Nuggets and the Bucks.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks people won't be surprised if they win it. I get it. They're low profile.
Yeah.
And the Nuggets have a great record, but they have... A lot of young players and nobody who anyone is convinced can do it. And there's teams in the West that people are paying more attention to.
Oh, for sure.
Sure.
Well, Houston, I think, has an interesting potential to it. You know, they could just kind of...
Yes, well, all their records are so close that really the seedings, you know, it doesn't mean quite as much there.
I will say two words.
Go ahead.
A guy who's been a lightning rod for controversy, but I've always loved him because of what he can do with a basketball.
Lance Stephenson.
Is number 1A, who's in the back of my mind. Love Lance Stephenson. DeMarcus Cousins.
You think influential player. You think he's going to have a big playoffs?
I think he will be the...
It's a one-year contract he's on, so there's a lot of money.
Yes.
A lot of money. Like we were talking about with John Wallace.
Yeah.
Now, Boogie, in the NBA, you're a proven commodity at that point.
Oh, for sure.
But a big playoffs here, especially for a guy like him coming off injury, to show he's back. And maybe he's been slow playing it up to this point.
In a crowded field on his own team, too. Because Durant's going to want to do well. Curry, everybody wants to do well and be the guy these days.
Well, Durant and Boogie and Klay Thompson are all free agents after this season.
What a freakish team. When I hear those names, I forget sometimes how used to we've gotten.
Yeah.
How good that team is.
I actually think, I wonder if Draymond Green really is overrated. Like, if we're going to find out next year if it's just Clay. What if it's just Clay, Boogie, and Draymond?
Yeah, well,
I mean, then Draymond's got a lot more to do.
Yeah. What if Draymond all of a sudden becomes this Barkley-esque...
I don't know. He doesn't have that kind of physicality.
Forward.
No.
No, he doesn't. But he also has never had that onus. Maybe Kerr will whisper in his ear and say...
No, he doesn't have the ability to do that. He's just maxing out.
Take it, Dre.
No, maxing out, I think, as it is.
Yeah. Oh, his stats. Trust me, as a fantasy guy, I used to have him as an auto. I'd put him in a lineup any day of the week. I think I've used him. This is
no
in an 82-game season.
Well, he didn't play the first 40 games.
I play many games. But even in that 40 games, I think I used him between 0 and 2 times only.
Okay.
And I used to have him as a sure thinger. He can get you.
So you do all this daily fantasy, and you wanted me to ask you about your daily fantasy baseball team.
No, that's a non-daily. That's an
actual that's your straight league.
Yeah.
Is it head-to-head or is it rotisserie?
It's rotisserie.
Rotisserie. So the whole season stats.
I have a powerful team.
All right.
Can I just name a few players?
Sure. Why don't you just go through the lineup? Catcher,
we have a battery or a.
You have a platoon.
A platoon of Grandel and the Irish fella. Hold on.
You've already lost me. Going to the platoon with the Irish fella at catcher.
What's his name?
If you don't even know, he's not good enough.
Oh, yeah, Navarez, Seattle.
Irish?
I dropped the Irish fella.
Who was the Irish fellow? Paddy O'Hallahan?
No, someone for Seattle.
Okay. Who's your first baseman?
It's Luke Voit.
This is gonna be Trey
Mancini.
This is gonna be very Yankee and Italian heavy.
Reese Hoskins. Okay.
Oh, Reese Hoskins is
all
right.
They can all play the first base position.
All right. Who do you have at second base?
Gleyber Torres.
Oh, okay. That's all right. This is very Yankee heavy though. Who's your shortstop? Tulowitzki.
Non-Yankee named Travis Beckham. Or Tim Beckham.
Tim Beckham. Seattle, former number one pick. Played
absolutely.
With Tampa Bay for a long
Not
time.
Not playing well today, but I've been...
White Sox had him briefly, too,
season.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I have Moustakas, who can play second base, and he's from Connecticut.
All right. This team is not blowing me away so far.
We're still talking names.
Elvis Andrus. I mean, he's waiver stuff. Who's your third baseman?
Third baseman, Matt Chapman, not to be confused with
Matt
Chapman.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Moustakas can also play third.
Sure.
And... the fellow in Pittsburgh, Kang, who had a big spring.
Kang?
Yeah.
He's back in the country?
Yeah.
I thought there was a sexual assault charge against him
We'll just move along. Let's go to the outfield and wrap it up.
Okay.
Aaron Judge.
I'm glad you're sensing how boring this is.
Okay.
But you're hitting my Yankees thing.
I'm feeding your comments.
That's true.
It's called being a straight man.
You're doing a great job.
Bryce Harper.
Heard of him.
Yep. And a gentleman, we'll call him Robles for now.
Oh, Victor
Robles
from Washington.
Yeah. So I think my team is pretty amazing.
How many teams in this league?
35.
No.
8, I think.
8?
It's
that'd be a good team in a 12-team league.
Well, it's down from 10. There was a couple of guys that weren't pulling their weight.
Well, I can't join a baseball league.
Yeah.
I know you're not asking me, but that's
I'm not
too much work.
You.
All right. That was a lot of time on that. That's okay.
No, I didn't. I wanted it to come across kind of meandery and boring, and I think I hit both those tones.
You did.
Right on
in that. In that regard, that's not what we're just, you know, we're not generally going for that, but it was good to get there.
Well, you were such a funny guy. You know, you make all these comments when I talk about these players, and then the people at home say,
the good teams are sucking right now in baseball. Yeah. The Yankees, the Red Sox. The Astros just killed the Yankees. It's depressing.
As we know, like in the business world, the deals get done on the golf course.
Nice.
In the baseball world,
the deals get done in
the warm weather. Yes, and specifically in September.
That's true.
But
how many
seasons have the Oakland Athletics been 19-41 at the break?
That's true.
And then they rattle off.
You
got to
stay into the mic, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
It couldn't be closer.
You know what? I don't even know if we're recording anymore. I've taken us off the screen. Oh, we've made it past the limit.
Oh, man.
Was there anything else we promised we'd deliver today?
I think you said a 30-second hot headlines with Joe and Nooch, but...
Oh, yes, 30-second headlines. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We do have to do segments. Mm-hmm. We've been wanting to do THC or CTE, but we don't have Ephraim here, and I don't know that either of us could claim CTE.
Yeah, no. Well, no, not really.
No.
As much as I did play football.
I did have one other thing I wanted to say. This is very important, and this plays into something that maybe both of us have interest in. Recently, and I don't know if I said, maybe I said this to Molly in the last episode, but Randy Gregory, do you know who he is? University of Nebraska?
Oh, no, no.
Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Failed numerous drug tests.
Okay.
Suspended for the season. Okay. His third suspension.
Sounds like a Nebraska guy. Continue.
Jerry Jones signed him to an extension. What does that tell you about?
Sends a message about.
What does that tell you about weed in the NFL?
Exactly.
It's going to be legal soon.
If Jerry Jones,
if Jerry Jones is signing a guy who's suspended for
Joe,
a year,
you can mark my words.
We're marking them right here.
There will be
my words too.
An NFL with green lettering that says like compassion, reason, care. So they're going to. I guarantee you. They're just working around the clock to figure out how to market it to ignorant fans that have a problem with it.
Well, that's
and I don't.
But if the NFL solves that, boy, we're all going to be smoking weed. You just need the Catholic Church to jump on, and then we're all set.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, I think we got through quite a bit. Now, in the future, I guess we're just talking about it right now. We're going to be absorbed and bought out by Second City if they meet our price, or we'll buy them out.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I mean, we could if you want to get, you know, we could. Yeah, no, we can.
We could go. We could do a lot of stuff.
If you want to go corporate, just say the word, and we will.
We'll do it.
We'll do it.
All right. That's to any corporate sponsors.
Any at all? Yeah.
Because we don't have any now.
No, not yet. Just stickers. Chevron makes great gasoline.
Yeah.
California company.
And if you're listening in L.A., here's a special little contest.
Ooh.
If you see a Sports Dump sticker somewhere, take a picture of it and put it on our Twitter page, The Sports Dump. Or maybe it's Sports Dump Show on Twitter.
Great. So helpful.
Oh, man. What a Sports Dump Show on Twitter. Put a picture of a sticker that you see. We're putting them up around town. Sports Dump Show.
On Twitter? Is that the handle?
No,
or
it's
is
just
it Sports Dump Show.
No, it's Sports Dump Show. It doesn't say on Twitter.
Well, you say
handle.
On Twitter so
well, no, go
quickly
to Twitter.
Afterwards.
All right, go to Twitter and then Sports Dump Show is where you find it.
On
if you
Twitter,
see a picture of one of the stickers around town.
Snap it.
Snap
you know,
it.
I feel a little slighted that I've never even seen these high-quality vinyl stickers.
I'm going to give you a bunch of them today.
Okay, good.
And I expect to see them all over Hollywood at your hangs. All right. That it? Is this enough silence? All right. That's
yes,
a good episode.
That's the sign
we'll
off.
Be back next week where we'll be talking, you know, maybe hopefully less specific sports and more just general stupidity sports.
Should we throw in a stupid thought to leave our visitors with?
If you have one, go ahead.
All right. I'm just going to sort of
a sports thought.
Free associate here.
Oh, wow.
This
okay.
is about hockey and the state of television.
Okay. This is just like a fabricated take that you're just.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that, no, that was it. It was kind of modern, satirical.
That's it. That was your take? That was the whole thing?
So I want the viewer at home to think about.
Oh, you're giving them something
shows.
To think about.
Yeah, like a brain bender.
Oh, that's not what you kind of teased it as at
okay,
all.
Okay, well then here's the headline.
Go ahead, headline.
Major League Baseball opens with many home runs and great powerful hitting from its superstars and new superstars.
We'll just go into this game. You were pushing, and I should have gone, yes-anded you, Dan.
Yes, you should have.
And I never do. I'm so used to no butting you.
And,
we got thrown off. So I'll give you the sports, story, and you'll give me the quick headline.
Perfect.
And I could put a bed of newspaper sound under this. We'll see if I
add
that.
Sure, great.
You know, all right, here's the headline for the NCAA Final Four.
Texas Tech? I don't think so. This prototype doesn't get off the ground in the final against the maybe racist team. You know, it leaves intrigue out. It'll get readers in.
But you don't mention the winning team. You do mention the losing team.
Yes.
And you don't mention the score or really even.
Right. Well, that's why you want them to read the
that's
article.
That's a long headline. The letters are going to be so narrow.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good. All right. We'll give you another one. The Masters.
Tune in soon. That green jacket won't last.
That's a headline on a paper. Tune in soon. You can't put that on that
newspaper.
That
was a promo. I got confused.
Yeah, we're not doing promos. It's a newspaper headline.
Newspaper. Who will be the new star at this year's Master or Tiger?
Just Tiger would be good.
That's the essence of it always.
That's true.
It's basically how do we scramble to market who's doing well and then like kind of make it intriguing when Tiger is six back with like doesn't make the cut. I mean, you know, it's always fun. I love Tiger. I want to see Tiger succeed.
Clearly. All right, we'll wrap this with two last ones. First, NHL playoffs.
I think this is like the 80th NHL playoffs, so.
Touche. It's actually the 100th season of the NHL.
Oh, congrats. Let's bring the Whalers back. Petition your local NHL
like they've done nothing. Nobody even knows it. It's so poorly advertised.
No, they're like, hey, we got our fans. And
yeah, you're going to stick with it because they know they're all 100. Yeah.
And the thing is, it's so great live. They sell out the arenas.
It's true.
Like,
it is a great live sport.
We just sold 6,000 popcorns at $6 a piece. Do the math from there, you know.
Popcorn. It's all about the popcorn sales. All right, last one before we go. NBA playoffs headline.
Ooh.
Going into the playoffs.
Can this Greek freak climb the mountain of the NBA playoffs?
Okay. These are all too long.
That one's my shortest one, yeah.
I know. And that's how I know they're all too long, because that one's still too long.
The Beard or the Beast? Giannis and Harden head into a jungle of battleships.
Well, the Beard or the Freak would be good. Freak and Beard. All right. Well, we'll keep working on it. We've got a few more weeks of the playoffs to get this down right.
It's true.
All right, good.
One for you in return. Give me a headline.
Oh, okay. Sure,
for these upcoming weekend boxing matches.
Do you are they real people?
Yeah, Lomachenko's fighting.
Okay.
5 seconds.
Wait, who's he fighting? You got to tell me.
That's going to be the headline.
Oh, Lomachenko goes down.
Very bold.
I'm assuming he's going to,
controversial. I like that.
Right.
Now, if he loses this fight, this podcast goes viral.
Yes. Lomachenko goes down.
Yeah.
It does.
You call, it'll be like, Babe Ruth calling a shot.
It's awesome.
But the negative. All right.
Hey, I already got the outro music here, so we should probably end
now. Just roll into
All right. Go to sportsdump.com for more.